If you have your Bibles this morning, we'd like to share with you out of the Gospel according to St. Mark. We'll be reading out of the 9th chapter, supporting scripture from the 121st Psalms, verses 1 and 2 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Gospel according to St. Mark in chapter 9. Now, start this out at verse 20, and I read verses 20 through 24. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and waddled foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it have cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. Don't be too proud to ask for help. Don't be too proud to ask for help. We are thankful that God has blessed us in it's not by any of our merits that we're here this morning, but it's only by the goodness and the mercy of a loving and masterful God. And it amazes me how it's just been so fast. We're already through a whole month, even a month with 5 Sundays, and the month is already gone. So time waits on no man. But by the grace and the mercy of God, he has allowed us another opportunity to come to praise him, to rejoice, and to just lift up his holy and righteous name, to be able to come together and say we appreciate everything that he has done, is doing, and will continue to do for all of us. We are thankful for all of our young people for their gifts and their talents. And I personally thank God for these young people have a heart of love. They are full of love. And if you ever worked with them, ever dealt with them, when you meet them in the street or in the community, at the store, anywhere you see them, they always embrace you and they're always full of love. And I'm thankful for that because, you know, sometimes you feel like you might be unapproachable, but we need to be approachable with our young people. We don't need to be in a position where they're afraid to talk to us or where they're scared to share their insecurities with us, because sometimes they got to have somebody to talk to. Sometimes they got to have somebody other than mama and daddy that they can sort of go and let them know that I need to talk to you. I need to ask you a question. And that's why it's very important that we as a people learn to love everybody and to treat people with respect and have no respect of persons. And not that it's not your child or your grandchild, but it's just a child. A child is just a child. And one thing is that you don't have to have the same bloodline to love that child. And if you're a child of the Almighty King, that I'm here to tell you that you're of the same bloodline anyway. You may have a different last name, but you came from the same dust that we came from. And I thank God, because he saw fit to just bless us and to make us and to make everything be what he wanted it to be. And he gave us our children. They're ours. Sometimes we forget that they are just a product of us. And sometimes that's what actually gets our nerve, is that we see us in them. And we see us before we knew any better. We see us before when we thought that we knew everything, and we found out through life and experiences that it wasn't a whole lot that we knew. We had to go through some things in order to learn some things. And the same thing applies with these young people. They got to go through some things, and they're going to learn some things along the way. But we still must have a firm hand and let them know that they can't do any things any kind of way.
Sometimes we forget what it's like when we were young and we was headstrong and we did things in the way that we thought was the best way to do it. But we got to understand that they are just children. And one thing about the children is that they may fall out today, but they'll get back together this evening. So we got to learn how to have that type of mentality to sort of let some things go. You know, we were talking about forgiveness last week. We got to learn how to forgive some folk and let some things go so we can move on and be about our Father's business. These children may be at a time where they're supposedly in a timeout. Well, now, we know that that doesn't quite work sometimes. Somehow, they forgot what no means. They forgot what stop means. They forgot what sit down means. And most importantly, they forgot what be quiet means. Do I have any young people in here like that? Every now and again, somebody's going to say, be quiet. Somebody's going to say, be still. Those of you that be around me, sometimes I say be still because you're making me nervous. They are our young people. But regardless of what they do, where they go, they still going to be ours. And we love our babies. We will make sacrifices for our children. These children have more of an impact on our lives than what we really give them credit for. It's because of a lot of our children is that the reason why we have a purpose or a reason for being, because we've already lived our life, so to speak, and we've done the things that we want to do, so we want to be a help to them and let them see life. And then the other side of that coin is we want them to see the better side of life. We don't want them to struggle. We don't want them to have to go through. We don't want them to hit the hard knocks in life, but we found out that we cannot cushion them. We cannot make them be exempt from going through everyday life changes. But as much as we love them, as much as every now and again they might get on your nerves, you still love them, you still embrace them, you still are willing to do whatever you can to make sure that they have the things that they need. So now, if we can be like that about our children, what do you think God thinks about us? We are His special creation. We've done some right and we've done some wrong. There's not a person in here that can say that they've done everything just right. And there might be somebody that can get up and declare that I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost and I'm this and I'm that, but you're nothing without the power of a mighty God. If you're saved and sanctified, you're only saved and sanctified because the Lord forgave you of your sins and set you apart to be a vessel to be used by Him. You are not saved just to be able to boast and to put your chest out and make somebody feel belittled. But you are saved to help somebody see the light of God. We hear the song sometime, we teach the children, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. But how often do we let our light shine? A lot of us, hallelujah, Jesus, don't let it shine till on Sunday morning. But we got to learn how to let the light of God shine any day of the week. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Anybody glad to be alive today? Anybody glad the blood still running warm in your vein? Anybody know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, that we would be a lost vessel this morning? Anybody know that it's because of Him that we have our being? For the Bible declares it's in Him we move and breathe. It's in Him that I have my very being. I couldn't even talk if it wasn't for the power of a mighty God. And I'm here to remind some people and to help some people understand that it's nothing to feel ashamed about when you have to go to the Lord and ask Him for some help. It's all right to be on the needy side sometimes. Some of us are led to believe that as you get grown, that you're supposed to handle your responsibilities in a way that you never need anybody. But I beg to differ this morning. It doesn't matter how organized you are or how you do your business. You still got to understand that there comes a time when I heard somebody say, everybody needs somebody. Sometime or another in your life, you're going to need somebody. And you can't let pride keep you from getting to that somebody. And a lot of times we got to understand is that when we need help, we got to learn how to ask God for help. We got to know that God, if we would just let him have his way. Every now and again, we get so full of so many different things that we are going through in life that we fail to realize that we need a place where we can vent. We need to exhale. We need to just release the inner pressures of the world. Anybody ever just get sort of filled up sometime? And you just need to sort of break away so that you can just sort of relax. A lot of us are too tense. A lot of us take things sometimes a little too seriously, and then there's some things we don't take serious enough. A lot of us think that everything just going to happen just because. Well, the Bible declares that you have not because you ask not. You got to learn how to have a spirit of asking. You got to know that it's all right to know that you don't have everything that you need. You may have the mere necessities of life, but there are some things that you might need that you're not even aware of. But that's why the Bible declares that men should always pray. Some of us think that because we can declare that we are saved, we don't have anything to pray about. But I come to tell you that once you declare that you are saved and you're on the Lord's side, that's when prayer really happens in your life. That's when the enemy gets very busy and the enemy will try to rob you of everything, every ground that you've already covered. The enemy will try to pull it away from you. But you got to have a determination that I don't care what comes in my life. I'm going to go on and see what the end is going to be. We got to learn how to take life one day at a time, one problem at a time. No matter how hard it is, no matter what you might be going through, do know this morning that it will get better. Are there any believers in here that life can get better? Your situation can get better. Your circumstances will get better. Your condition will get better. Even if it does not get better on the physical end, if you work on the spiritual end, it's still going to be all right. That's why you can go to some of those that are supposedly laid on a bed of affliction, and they are not moaning, they are not complaining, they are just waiting on God and saying everything is going to be all right. Anybody ever visited someone that was going through and they wasn't having a pity party? Everything was going all right. And you can look at them and know that they're suffering and they're going through pain. But the words that come out of their mouth is that I'm all right. Then there are some of them that you know that are sick and they'll tell your brother Charles, I'm not sick. Everything's all right with me. And what I didn't understand at a time in my life is what that was talking about, physical sickness as well as spiritual sickness. You might be physically sick and not spiritually sick. So you got to understand the difference. And when you are spiritually sick, you are really sick. You need a doctor quick. And you're not going to find his name in the book. You better call Dr. Jesus and let him know that you need some help. A lot of us, I'm going to get there in a minute. The Bible teaches us that in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But did not Jesus say, be of good cheer? I have already overcome the world. So we can't lose our focus. We can't get all bent out of shape just because we got a little trouble in our lives. Because when trouble comes, David says in the 46th Psalm, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We must know that no matter what the outward circumstances may look like, God promises I'll be present there with you. I'm not going to leave you there all by yourself. I'll be there when you need me the most. I'll be there when it seems like everybody else has turned their back on you. I'll be right there. When you get in those troubling times, he also tells us in the 27th Psalm, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Then the Bible declares he shall set me up upon a rock. So in other words, you know, when you get in trouble, you ought to just hide in your own personal pavilion. For the Lord has put something around you, an invisible wall where nobody can harm you. Nobody is able to declare that you are nobody. Because as long as you trust the power of God, then you know that you are somebody. The realization of his presence comes from the dwelling in the house of the Almighty God. I thank God that every now and again we get a chance to come to God's house. But I also thank God that he lives at my house. Anybody got God at your house? Or do you have to wait till you get somewhere else to feel the presence of the Almighty God? You ought to be able to feel God when you're at home. You ought to be able to feel God at your breakfast table. You ought to be able to feel God when you get ready to lay down in the midnight hour. You can't be too proud to ask Jesus for some help. You got to get pride out of the way. Now the Bible declares in the 121st Psalm, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Then the psalmist says that my help cometh from the Lord. There are a lot of us that are helpful to one another. But can't nobody do for you what the Lord can do. There are a lot of people that got your best interest in mind. And they'll tell you that I got your back and you can depend on me. But I found out you can't depend on nobody like you can depend on the power of God. When you think about the word help, we got to realize that in all of our lives, on occasion, we need assistance. Every now and again, we need somebody to aid us in our endeavors to help us do the thing that God would have us to do. The psalmist speaks of the hills that he had to cross on his way back home, knowing that his help didn't come from the hills, but his help came from the creator of the hills. See, I don't know about you, but ever since I was a little boy, coming up here in this household of faith in the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, we used to record and we used to say every Sunday morning, hallelujah, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. See, I found out a long time ago where my help came from. And I realized that if I want to do anything for the Lord, then I got to trust the power of a mighty God. Every now and again, things are going to happen in your life. Sometimes sickness might come. Sometimes it might be you. It might be one of your loved ones. But I want to tell you this morning that you got to have faith in Almighty God. You got to try your faith by what you walk. You got to walk by faith. The Bible declares that if you walk by faith and not by sight, that everything is going to be all right. But unless you have faith in the power of God, you might say that I believe that the Lord will do this, and I believe that the Lord will do that. But if you got any doubt in your mind, it's going to hinder your progress. You see, a lot of times you don't have what you ask from God because you have a little doubt in your mind. The Bible declared that he came to his disciples. And his disciples, he saw a great multitude of people. And in that great multitude of people, they were all amazed at the presence of the Almighty God. He began to realize that they were talking to his disciples. And they were asking the disciples, why is it that when I brought my son to you, you were not able to heal him of the matter at hand? My son is deaf and dumb and he cannot talk. Every now and again, something gets all over him. It's almost like he's having an epileptic fit. And all of a sudden, he began to tear at himself. He began to foam at the mouth. And I went to your disciples, and they couldn't do anything for him. But Jesus, when he came on the scene, said, what question ye with them? In other words, I want to know what's going on in this matter. The Bible said one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son. My son have a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him. He foameth, he gnasheth with his teeth. He pineth away, and I spake to thy disciples, and they couldn't do him no good. I talked to the preacher down at Fowles Chapel, and he couldn't do me no good. I went down to the Deliverance Tabernacle, and she couldn't do me no good. I stopped by Union Baptist Church, and Thomas couldn't do me no good. So I went down to the deacon board, and I found all the elders sitting on the byside, and they began to pray to the Lord our God, but they couldn't do me no good. So the Lord said, I'm tired and I want to know how long am I going to have to put up with you? And I've been blessing you over and over again. I've been doing things right in your eyes. I've been showing you that I got all power. And here it is, all you got to do is pray and you cannot even deliver this young man. Bring the child right here to me. And the Lord said, when he got him right there in the front, he said, oh, faithless generation, how long have I been with you? And you don't even know how to pray with faith. You got to pray with understanding. You got to pray like it's already done. You got to have a mind that I don't care how hard it is, the Lord is going to work it out. I stopped by to tell somebody that if you got faith in God, the Bible declared that we got to call on the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if thou can't believe, then everything is possible. With men, some things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. But this man of God, he began to feel down on the inside. He cried out with a loud voice, saying, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. In other words, I got faith in you, but I need a little more faith. I believe you can do it, but I need a little more time. I need a little assurance that everything is going to be all right. I know the door has been closed in my faith, but I know you will open up the door. You will make a way out of no way. I know the doctor done shook his head and done gave up on me, but I looked up to the hill from which coming my help. And I called on the Lord, and the Lord heard my cry. And the Lord came down in my sick room and made everything all right. The Lord is everything that I need. Don't be too proud to ask the Lord for some help. Don't be too proud to go down on bended knees. Don't be too proud to say that I got a way, and my way is the way of the Lord. If you need anything this morning, trust the power of a mighty God. What God has for you, it is for you this morning. But don't be too proud. See, a lot of times pride will keep you away from your blessing. But you better learn how to humble yourself. Don't be ashamed. Say, Lord, I need you. Brother, I need you to lend me a helping hand. And a lot of times, when you ask for help, sometimes it's not money. Sometimes I just need help to know I got somebody that'll walk with me when I gotta walk by myself. Sometimes I need a little help to just help me pray. Pray ye one for another that thine will shall be done. Father God, it's not that I don't believe, but help now my unbelief. In other words, where I'm falling short, where my faith is not up to the level it needs to be, increase my faith. Lord, help me to believe. Because as a believer, I know that all things are possible because I serve a mighty God. He's a mighty God, and he's worthy to be praised. Somebody in here this morning is trusting and believing that God hears your humble cry. Now, you hadn't got your answer just yet, but God wants me to let you know, don't give up on him yet. He is on the way. You just might be next in line for the miracle worker. He's still a miracle worker. He's still a keeper. All you got to do is trust him. And the Lord declared and called out that demonic spirit, come out of him. And the man fell down as a dead man, couldn't even move. But the Lord extended his hand. Get up, my brother. Everything is going to be all right. Anybody lifting their hands up to the Lord, their God, say, Lord, I need you. And I'm not ashamed to call on you. Anybody want to ask God for something this morning? Anybody got a circumstance or a situation that's going on in your life, in your family, that you know you need the God to step in? Then look up to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that all of your help comes from the Lord. Don't be too proud to ask for help.